This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Manager threatens firing over unspoken rule, who's wrong? When nobody wrote it down, somebody paid the price. What happened? A worker showed up for his scheduled shift at the correct start time, and was immediately threatened with termination by a new manager who insisted he should have arrived 30 minutes earlier. No prior conversation about this expectation had taken place. The employee followed the schedule he was given. The manager held him accountable to a rule that existed only in her head. The communication angle. Who is responsible when two people have completely different understandings of the same situation? The manager is. Full stop. Here is the core failure she assumed, that showing up on time meant something beyond what the written schedule said. Maybe that assumption came from her previous workplace. Maybe it is how she was trained. It does not matter. The moment she took on a new team, she inherited the obligation to make her expectations explicit. She did not do that. Instead, she let an unspoken rule sit quietly in her mind and then used it as a weapon the first time someone failed to read it. This is one of the most common and most damaging communication mistakes managers make. They treat their assumptions like policy. They confuse how I think things should work with what I have actually told my team. The employee had no reasonable way to know the rule existed. Threatening to fire someone for violating a rule they were never given is not management. It is ambush. The manager also made a second mistake. And this one is about power and timing. She chose escalation before conversation. She went straight to a termination threat without first asking a single question. A 5-second conversation, something like I expect my team here 30 minutes before the shift starts, going forward that is the standard, would have solved everything. Instead, she burned trust on day one with a new team member, and probably with anyone else who witnessed it. You do not recover easily from that first impression as a leader. The employee, for his part, was in a genuinely unfair position, but even as the wronged party, he had options. The strongest move was to stay calm, confirm the expectation out loud, so you need me here at 6:30, not 7:00, starting now, and ask for that to be documented, not as a challenge, as clarity. That approach protects him and quietly signals that he is someone who operates on facts, not assumptions. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on setting expectations covers a framework I call Say It Before You Need It, which gives you a step-by-step approach for communicating standards before a situation forces the conversation. Most leaders only define their expectations after something goes wrong. By then, the damage is already done, and you are managing a crisis instead of a team. The takeaway. The next time you step into a new leadership role, any new role where you're managing people, do this before your first shift together. Write out your 3 non-negotiable expectations and tell your team directly, out loud, on day one. Not in a handbook. Not implied. Spoken. Then confirm they heard you by asking one of them to repeat it back. This takes 4 minutes and eliminates exactly the kind of disaster this manager created. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.